Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
So how do you think I feel?
Well, if you come up here and start shouting...
Please, please, both of you.
So will somebody tell me what the hell's going on? I see my own job advertised in the paper.
And why not?
No warning, no consultation.
I can't run the Arable without a manager. And you've made it perfectly clear you want nothing to do
with
it.
There are ways and ways, Brian.
Oh, Adam, Brian.
And so, what exactly was I supposed to do?
Oh, can we just try and talk
about
this
reasonably?
Sit back
here and wait for a new manager to come knocking on the door? Of course I had to advertise.
But you might have told me before you did it, just to be polite, you know?
Polite? Adam, you had your chance. You decided to go your own way. Well, fair enough. Why should you expect to be consulted?
Well, okay. Because, did it ever cross your mind that I might have been having second thoughts? Reconsidering.
What?
About staying on the farm. Managing the arable.
You're telling me
Now I've had enough time to think it through properly and talk to Ian. Well, I really don't want to have to move away. Start a new life somewhere else. My future's here with you at Home Farm. Whatever it takes.
Oh, darling.
Whoa, hold on here. After all that's happened, you've changed your mind? Just like that?
No, not just like
that.
Well,
I'm sorry, but you're too late. The ad's already gone out.
What are you saying?
Oh, Brian.
Well, there may be other people interested. We'll have to wait and see.
Are you serious?
Perfectly. I've noted your interest in the position and will let you know.
So that's it?
Yes.
Oh, Adam,
darling. Fine, I can see I'm wasting my time.
Oh, Adam, wait!
I've got work to do. I'll leave you to enjoy your swim.
Brian.
Yes. Time for a quick dip, I think.
Oh, Brian, wait.
Yes, all right. But after the way he's behaved and all that song and dance.
Yes, but now he's changed his mind and he wants to stay.
He can't expect just to stroll back in and take his job back.
But now he's finally come round and we can't just think. Oh, you're not going to let him go. Oh, Brian.
Noted your interest.
His exact words. I'm not kidding.
Well, so he's expecting you to send him your CV or what?
Yes.
No, surely. Not even Brian.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. I could see how much he was enjoying it, making me grovel.
Come on. So maybe he was just winding you up.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, what about Debbie? I mean, it's as much her choice as Brian's. And I mean, she's not into his little power games. You should give her a call.
I already have. She's not answering. Maybe she's away for the weekend.
You left a message?
Yes, I left a message. Though, who knows? I've not done her any favours either. And she's got her own life. It's Brian who's here, and it's Brian who's holding all the cards.
No, not all of them.
Ian, the ad's in the paper. People would have seen it. For all I know, he's already getting applications.
Not yet.
Well, he soon will be.
Okay, so... You've done all you can for now. He knows where you stand, now it's up to him. And to Debbie, of course.
I guess.
It's tough, I know. But I suppose... I mean, if we'd thought about it, we might have seen this coming.
What?
Well, I mean, given the history here, he wasn't going to welcome you back with open arms.
So what, you think he's got some kind of a point?
No, I didn't say that.
Are you sure? Because if you do...
Adam, relax. It's okay, I'm on your side here.
Come on, budge over.
Oh, coffee in bed on a Sunday morning.
Well, your turn to lie in. Mm. I'll get up soon and make the breakfast.
Yeah?
I'll bring that up too if you want.
Oh, that's a tempting offer.
Oh, that's me. Anything to please.
Bacon and mushrooms.
Oh, and Mike.
Hmm?
You know what? I thought, well, I woke in the night and thought I felt just a tiny little kick.
You mean?
Just a little flutter, you know.
Hey!
Well, they do say that from 18-19 weeks.
You should have woke me up and said.
No, I didn't want to do that. Anyway, it was probably just my imagination.
Oh, okay.
And you need your sleep after the week you've had.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, you poor hard-working man.
Oh, I'll have to say, I don't fancy another one like that. I'll be glad to have my two roundsmen back again.
If that Van of Fallon's ever returned from Scotland.
God, blooming well better. I had a text from Jazza to say they'd be back around dinner time.
And Rose is doing the bottling.
You're right, I might have to nip down and check she's okay, but apart from that...
I'll have you all to myself.
That is the plan, yes.
Good, because I've got us a busy day lined up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to go online and start choosing things for the baby's room. I mean, there's so much to get and we haven't even started. Moses basket, mattress, sheets, blankets, changing mats.
Yeah.
And I can't choose it all myself. I'm going to need your help.
No, I'm not being petty. But yes, of course I'll do what's best for the farm. As
Brian.
Long as Adam understands. Yes. All right. Yes, and you, darling. Bye.
Oh, Debbie.
Sounds like she's had Adam on the phone half the morning.
Oh, so she's talked it all through with him then?
Yes.
And?
Hold on. Andy, can you check the auger speed?
Oh, Brian.
Thanks. Sooner we can get this knot through the dryer.
Brian, what did she say about Adam?
Well, she agrees with me. She's pretty fed up with the way he's been acting the prima donna.
Oh, but I mean, what about the advert? Surely she doesn't think we should go.
No, as far as that goes, she's on your side. She thinks you'd be daft to let him go.
Oh, well, the arable is really her business, Brian.
Yes, I know. And she's right, of course.
So
apart from the whole family thing... We'd be hard-pushed to find anyone half as good.
Yeah, well, are you going to tell him then?
Well, I'll go down and find him later and say we'll have him back.
Oh, you will?
Well, I was going to do it anyway, Jenny. I just wanted to make him sweat a bit.
Oh. And you will be diplomatic about it, won't you?
Diplomatic? Mm-hmm. When am I ever anything else?
Which?
You like the blue one?
Yeah, but that was before I saw the one with the ducks.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love the ducks.
But to be honest, if we're going to be using it just for changing nappies...
Well, it's not just for us, it's for the baby too.
OK, so the ducks it is then.
I don't know, Mike. Let's go back to the other website. I know it's a bit more expensive, but...
OK.
I mean, you get what you pay for, don't you?
Look, I'm sorry, I'm going a bit cross-eyed here.
All right, have you got to sit there fidgeting?
No, I just thought I might have heard from Jazza by now.
Well, if they've driven all the way down from Scotland...
I need to talk to him and Harry, get their shift sorted. Oh, I don't want to have to do any more.
Oh, was that the door just now?
Eh?
The letterbox?
Oh, there's the camper van. Fallon.
There you are, then.
She's going off. Why didn't she come in?
Well, go and see.
Yeah.
Oh, I do hope they had a nice holiday.
So I'm willing to stop the ad and tear up any replies I get.
Fair enough.
Well, apart from the else, it'll save Debbie and me a lot of extra paperwork.
That's good to know.
Your sudden change of heart caught me on the hop. See why I needed some time to adjust.
Well, I'm glad we understand each other now.
Look, there is one important caveat.
Go on.
If this is going to work, I'll expect you to be 100% fully committed to the job. And that includes supplying the dairy. So I want to see some enthusiasm, a nice, happy, positive attitude... No more moaning and dragging your feet. I want you there, right behind the new business, helping us make it the best success we can.
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Well, how about a yes?
You know it's not as simple as that.
Oh, so you want some more time to think about it? Fine. But not too long. We'll talk again, Adam. Any time. You know where to find me.
It's a letter from Harry. Eh? What? Oh, no. Harry!
Mike, come over here. Come and see this.
Vicky, Vicky.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that lovely?
Vicky, this letter. You know what Harry's done?
Yeah, yeah. Look, just come and say this.
He's not coming back. Ever. And you know why?
Mike, look. Look. It's here on his Facebook, see?
Oh, my. Harry?
Yeah. And see, who's that with him?
Grant?
His old boyfriend from when he was at uni.
Oh. Boyfriend?
They met up again on holiday and now they're back together.
But I don't get it.
Oh, isn't it just so romantic after all those years? Oh, it's so sweet. You can see how much in love they are.
So all this time, Carrie's been...
Oh, come on. You're not really so surprised, are you? He's such a sweet and sensitive boy. I always wondered.
But what about that girl who went all the way to Poland after?
Oh, Mike, you're so old-fashioned. That girl was never right for him, that's all. But now he's back with his true love, and all because the van broke down in Cumbria.
Cumbria?
Where Grant lives. If that's not fate, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well, okay.
Such a happy ending, like a fairy tale.
Oh, yes, I can see it is for them. Oh. What about me? Where am I going to find another milkman?
So you spoke to Brian then?
I did.
And?
He wants me to get down and lick his boots.
Okay. Well, that's some kind of progress.
Ian, he's not about to let me off the hook with the dairy.
But you still have a job to go to tomorrow morning.
Well, yes,
well,
but...
great, so let's have a drink. There's some fizz in the cooler.
Whoa, Ian, let's slow down a bit.
Why don't I fire up the barbecue? We can have those steaks.
Ian, it's a nice thought, but maybe not tonight.
No?
I'm bushed. It's been a long day. Need a bit of headspace.
Okay, but look, you're not doing me out of my fizz tomorrow.
Maybe.
And hey, why don't we ask Pavel along?
I
was going to ask him round it anyway. Try some of his grandma's recipes. We can have us a Polish night.
Ian, I'm not sure if that's such a
come
good...
on. No arguments. Come on, it'll be more fun with the three of us. I'll text him now.
I fixed the downpipe at Hillside and I cleared the drains out.
Okay. And what's your schedule for this afternoon?
The Walters place. Joyce and Arthur's.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do another recce, so...
Good man, good man. Pleased to hear it. Knew you'd come to see it my way.
Well...
We'll be doing them a big favour, Darrell, with the damp that place is falling down around their ears.
Yeah, but mate, it's not really that bad.
Well, never mind. The sooner we can persuade them to move out, the better.
Matt, hold on a tick. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm still not too happy about this whole business.
Oh?
Tidying up the place is one thing, but exaggerating about what's going on there
so
is another.
So why are you going back there now?
Well, I'm going back to check it out again, top to bottom. I'll have a good poke around in the cellar. I'll take up a few floorboards and get some measurements, and then I'll talk it through with Joyce and Arthur. Then I'll make up my mind.
Okay. Okay, if that's how you want to play it.
Well, it's any way I know how.
Fair enough. You do what you have to do. I can wait another afternoon.
Sorry, two more minutes. Hey, hey, go on.
Hiya.
Hey, Rosa.
It's okay, we don't mind waiting. Mum's taking me into town.
Come on, come on.
We've got some serious shopping to do.
Oh, sounds nice.
Hey, that one's eating the hedge, look.
Go on. Sometimes it's no good trying to hurry them.
Milking.
Yeah, Mum and Dad are away for the night, with Ben in Dorset.
So you're in charge then?
Me and Josh, yeah.
Wow, all these cows. Glad it's not me looking after them.
Well, they do what they're told. We can handle it. Plus it gives Mum and Dad a break.
So, is Josh around?
He's down with the calves.
Okay, maybe I can ask you then.
Ask me what?
Well... There's a rumour that there's going to be a big rave on Thursday night.
Rave?
Like a massive party to celebrate the AS results.
Oh, yeah, right, Thursday.
So, do you know where it is?
What, the party?
I thought you or Josh might have heard, like, on the grapevine.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Why, are you hoping for an invite?
Me? No, like, who's going to ask me?
Oh, you never know. If you find someone who's going and ask them nicely.
Maybe.
I would. It's got to be worth a try.
Mmm.
Right, you all clear? Have fun shopping.
Yeah, thanks, Pip. And good luck with the cows.
Thanks.
And anyway, who needs an invite?
Okay, so I lied about my grandmother. She was a lousy cook. And she died before I was born, so...
I fell straight for that one, didn't I?
But it's true about the mushrooms. For pierogi, as many different kinds as you can get.
Yeah, okay, so... Well, how about these?
Yes, porcini. Borovicki, we call them.
So, don't tell me your old grandmother used to grow them in her window box?
Yes, to try and poison my grandfather.
Hey.
Ah. Hello.
Back at last. Here. Grab a seat. And a drink.
Thanks.
No more work today. We're going to cook you my wild mushroom pierogi.
Okay.
Special family recipe.
Yes, yes. You want the beer, Ian?
Oh, there's some more under the stairs.
Okay. I'll find it.
Thank you. Oh, you look all in.
I'm okay. Pavel been hello?
No, he turned up just after I got home. He knocked off work early to help me out here. It was a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, have you heard the news about Harry the Milkman?
Yeah.
I think it's great. Well, do you not? Though, I mean, he's left a lot of disappointed women around Ambridge.
Is that what you were talking about when I came in?
With Pavel? No. I mean, does he even know Harry?
Maybe not, but what? He'd be interested, surely.
Why?
Well...
What? What? Really? Are you telling me he's...
Oh, come on. Surely you must have...
Well, how do you know? Well, come on. What makes you so sure? Have you actually asked him?
No. But what about that famous gaydar of yours?
All right. Huh? So maybe he is, but I mean, he said nothing to me about it.
Okay, so why don't you ask?
Okay, more beers.
Ah, great. Well done.
A little bit warm, but I put them in the freezer.
Oh, it's okay. I'll take it as it comes.
Okay. Mushrooms.
Watch this, Adam. Some real Polish cooking.
Oh, no. It's...
I don't want to get in your way. I'll leave you to it. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's just tired. He'll soon perk up.
I hope so.
Pavel. Don't take this the wrong way, but... do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, till Wednesday then. Thanks for the tea. Ta-ra.
Knocking off then.
Oh? Oh, yeah. All done for now.
Yeah, glad I caught you. Mm. Keeping well, are they?
Yeah. The old hip's giving Joyce a hard time.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's on a list for a new one, so...
Okay, so you had a good look?
Yeah.
And?
Look, it's not on, Matt. I can't do it.
Can't?
Well, there's damp in the cellar and signs that he might have gone up into the kitchen a bit, but...
Look, just tell them it's much more serious. Explain that the place won't be fit to live in while you do the work.
I don't know if I can, Matt. They're not stupid, you know.
You're just not trying, Daryl.
They're happy. This is their home. I don't want to do work that doesn't need doing.
Why not?
Well, it feels a bit like harassment to me.
Oh, does it now?
It just doesn't feel right.
Well, I'm sorry. You're a good craftsman, Daryl. We've worked well together. Be a real shame if...
Matt, look, I know how much I owe you. You've really looked after me and I'm really grateful, but...
So maybe it's time to show me just how grateful you are. I like Joyce and Arthur, salt of the earth and all that. I'm trying to do them a favour here.
What, by chucking them out of their home?
Daryl, you've got a big heart and it's in the right place, but... Look, you're telling me about Joyce's hip operation. How's she going to manage in that house while it's mending, eh? Wouldn't she be much better off in a nice, clean, modern apartment? So, why don't you go home, have one last think about it, and see if you can't find a way to change your mind.
Here we go. Hi, Mum. Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Oh, how's the beach? How's the cottage? Oh, great. Oh, great. That's fantastic. Yes, the cows are fine, Josh is fine, the sheep are fine, and hey, guess what? The house isn't falling down either. Yes, I promise. Look, you don't have to call again, okay? It's not allowed. Just you and Dad have a great time and tell me all about it when you get back tomorrow.
Okay. Toast to the home farm arable manager.
Yes.
Whoa.
And to me not having to look for a new job in Botswana.
Yes, okay. I'll drink to that.
I keep telling you, it's not settled yet. Brian still wants me
to. Okay. But seriously, Adam, I know deciding to stay on was a big sacrifice for you, and you only did it because you couldn't bear to leave the hot tub behind.
That's the best reason I've heard so far.
So, to the hot tub.
Cheers.
Nazdrovya.
Oh, Polish, that's not a good sign.
No, listen. Listen, now, I'm going to be serious.
Okay.
I can say this now that, now that there are no secrets between us.
Yeah, you mean because I asked you embarrassing questions about your sex life?
Ian, it's great. It's cool. I'm happy that you know.
I'm so slow on the uptake. Adam got there way before me.
But you two guys are just so lucky to live here. Why would you want to move somewhere else? You have such a good life here. So much freedom. Mm. You don't have to worry. You can go wherever you want to, together. Do whatever you like. Nobody cares. Nobody makes trouble for you.
I wouldn't say nobody.
No, he's got a point here, Adam.
It's like having to learn a whole new language. And sometimes I get it wrong. And I can't read the signs. You understand?
No, that could just possibly lead to a few awkward misunderstandings.
Yes.
Ian, could you pass the water over?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Thanks.
But it's still so much better, and I'm having such a great time, and soon I'll be going back home again.
Yeah, so don't waste your chances. You make the most of it while you're here.
Yes, and maybe you can help me. Show me some fun places to go.
Yeah, okay. Well, so for a start, there's a couple of decent bars in Felpersham.
Oh, really? Well, maybe we can go there one night this week?
Yeah, sure. I'd definitely be up for that.
Adam?
Maybe not this week.
Come on, there'll be such a party pooper.
Not until the harvest's out of the way, yeah? Sorry.
Adam, that's okay. Don't worry about it. We can go another time.
Okay, so what, maybe the weekend?
There is the party at Home Farm on Friday.
Is there?
Yes.
Yeah, the end of season due for the pickers. Mum's moved it forward.
Okay,
good.
Look, it's not exactly the hottest scene in town, but...
So we can meet up, have some drinks, maybe do something after?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Adam?
Yeah, let's do that.
Dad!
Oh, yeah?
You're late, I've been waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, jams and hold-ups. Hey, where's your mum?
She's gone out, you missed her.
Oh.
So, what do you think? Do you like it?
What?
This, mine, my new scooter.
That's yours?
Yeah, they just delivered it. Me and Mum, we went and got it. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it just so fantastic?
You went and...
Oh, and Dad, it was such a brilliant deal. Only 50 deposit in a year interest-free. And I got a helmet and I'm going on a CBT course and then I can drive it anywhere. Mm. Oh, it's going to be so cool. I won't be stuck here. I can go out whenever and I won't have to keep on asking you for lifts.
Yeah, that's great, love, but where did you say your Mum was?
Only down at Brenda's.
Right.
Dad, there's not a problem, is there? You don't mind, do you? I mean, it was such a good deal. Mum said we could afford it. I can keep it. I won't have to take it back.
No, of course you won't have to take it back.
Oh Dad! Oh,
it's a great little bike. You keep it, yeah?
Oh, Dad!
Emma?
Oh, sorry. Did I wake you?
No, I can't sleep.
I just went to get some water. Georgie's kicked his duvet right off.
As usual. Oh, I keep thinking about that cow. Hmm? The one that's sick.
Oh, wait.
It's more vet's bills, isn't it?
You got Alistair coming?
Yeah, in the morning.
Well, there's no use worrying about it now, is there?
No, I guess not.
Try and get some more sleep. You've got to be up in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna...
What? Emma?
Well, it's muggy. I'm just gonna...
Okay.
There's someone out there.
You what?
It's only Pip. She's down in the yard.
Well, as long as the barn's not on fire again.
Funny.
What's she doing, anyway?
I don't know.
I should go and see if she's all right, shouldn't I?
No, I'll go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm up anyway. I'll give you a shout if I need you.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. It's just... I woke up and heard one of the lambs making a fuss, you know.
What, out in the paddock?
Closer, I think.
Okay.
There, can you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the orchard. There's no sheep in there, or they shouldn't be.
Is that torch working?
Yeah.
Well, let's go and have a look, shall we?
I'm sorry. You must think I'm mad worrying about it, getting up in the night.
No, of course not.
Only, well, I knew I'd never get back to sleep if I didn't... Oh, shh.
Where?
There, look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. I was right.
What's he doing there?
He must have come through the fence. All right. Here, you daft animal.
Oh, look, he's all caught up.
The wire. Oh, it's all round his neck.
He's not cut or anything?
No, I don't think so. Just caught up in his fleece.
Mind your fingers.
Looks like he's been here a while, though. Oh, I should have checked them more carefully before I went to bed.
No, Pip, how were you to know?
Well, I should have checked all round the fences. Well,
there's always one, isn't there?
Okay. One last bit. There. Oops.
Right, well done.
He'll have to stay in here for now. I'm not going to chase him round in the dark.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He won't come to any harm in here.
Yeah, but you see the gap he's made in the fence? If the others find it...
Okay, well, look, if we pull the netting back over it and pull this across for now...
All right.
Twist it round a bit.
Oh, thanks, Emma.
And then your dad can fix it properly when he gets home.
Oh, no. I'll have to try and fix it myself before they get back.
All right, but not now. Wait, leave it till tomorrow.
Morning.
What time is it?
Almost 9.
Yeah. You been awake for long?
No. Just a few minutes.
On a Tuesday morning? It must be close to your all-time record.
I've been lying here thinking. There's nothing I've got to do today.
Well, that's going to be tough, isn't it? So, picnic on the beach then?
Sounds good to me.
Any sign of life from Ben's room?
Not that I've heard.
So, we can give him another half hour? Hold on. Just see if...
David, put that phone down.
Okay, I'm only going to check...
No! If there was any problem, Pip would have called or texted.
Well, yeah, but maybe I should just...
We promised. We said we trusted to look after things. We wouldn't keep checking up on her.
Yeah, okay, but... The signal's a bit dodgy here. If there was a text...
David!
It's better over by the window. I'm just...
David!
Ow!
You want to make me very, very cross?
No.
So put your phone down now and come back to bed.
Mum?
I had a call from Mike last night. He's got a job for me.
Oh.
Clearing scrub up at Longwood.
Well, if it's got you up and out of bed before noon.
It's no heavy work. Mostly just stacking and burning.
Good. We mustn't overdo it, Jamie, must we?
It'll take me all day, though. Mike won't be there. He's too pushed with the milk round.
Oh, well, he's going to be until he finds a replacement for Harry. Did he sound very desperate?
Stressed, yeah.
Oh, I'll have that bowl if you're done with it.
Oh, here.
Still, it's filled a gap after the excitement of the community games. Given everyone plenty to talk about. You should have been in the shop yesterday morning.
Oh, yeah, sorry I missed that one.
Oh, Susan was on overdrive. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall when she found out. Must be sad for Fallon, though. Didn't she have a bit of a thing going for Harry?
You tell me, Mum.
I'm sure she did. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Good news?
Nah, she's having a party at her place on Thursday.
Oh, so,
Her parents are going out, so,
Well, it's a results party.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, I'm sure Natalie will be in a party mood. She's bound to have done well.
Maybe.
Oh, she certainly deserves to, doesn't she? After all the hard work she's put in.
Yeah, okay, Mama. Who knows?
Oh, Jamie.
No, I'm off. I'll see you later.
Oh, bye.
Where's the runaway lamb?
Oh, Emma, I'm so sorry. I kept you up half the night.
Oh, it was no problem.
He's still there in the orchard. I've not had time to move him back.
Okay.
Or to fix the fence either. Not yet.
Well, when are your mum and dad back?
Not until after milking, but...
Right, well, I thought wire strainers might help.
Oh, Emma.
I borrowed these from Ed.
Oh, great.
I'm sure your dad's got his own.
But... Yeah, but I don't know where he keeps them. Thank you.
So when were you going to do the fence?
Josh is milking, so later this afternoon.
Okay. I'll come and lend you an hand.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Mum's having Kira, and it'll be much easier with the two of us.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Hello? Pip? Josh? Anybody?
All looks quiet and peaceful.
Like Ben. I can't believe he dropped off so close to home.
Yeah.
Where are they, though?
Well, they're not in the house.
Not that I could see.
Oh, there's Josh, look.
Oh,
putting
yeah.
the cows back out. So he must have done well with the milking.
Hello.
Hello.
Ed, hi.
So, did you have a good break? Nice and relaxing?
Say that about sums it up, wouldn't you, David?
Yeah, oh, good.
It was great. We had a fab time.
And it was good to know that we'd left the place in safe hands.
I had to stop him calling Pip every half hour to check up.
Hey, that's not fair.
Anyway, there weren't any disasters you didn't tell us about.
No, no, not as far as I know.
Good,
Well, not here, anyway. I'll get these bags inside.
Do you know where she is?
Come on, Pip.
Emma's not in either. I think they might be down in the orchard.
There, is that tight enough?
That's great. If you could just hold it and...
Oop, that's okay, I got it.
There. Oh! Woo, fantastic!
What a team, eh?
Yeah, oh, that is one brilliant bit of fencing. Mm. Even Dad couldn't do better. Oh, thank you, Emma.
There they are.
Hey, Pip.
Yeah, great timing, too.
Hi.
Hi, Emma.
Hi. How Hello. Was it? Did you have a good time?
Wonderful. Fantastic. Best time
ever.
Oh,
great. I'm really glad. So, what's going on here?
What's that lamb doing in the orchard?
Oh.
Never mind. Let's go and have some tea, huh? And Ben's got a present for you.
Oh, what, really? What is it?
Uh-huh.
How exciting. Can't wait.
So, what do you think of our fencing?
Well, that looks all right, yeah.
Right, it's brilliant.
I hope you didn't bust my wires, Clemis.
Ed?
Well, I can't afford to get new ones. Not with another vet's bill to pay.
Summer mastitis.
Yeah. Yeah, Alistair confirmed it. Oh. It's bad. She's lost one quarter. Could lose the calf.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well. Look, I know things are tight already, but we're going to have to try and cut back some more.
But how? I'm doing everything I can. I don't buy nothing we don't need. I spend ages in the supermarket looking for deals.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't.
And online, like yesterday, for Kira's pyjamas.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help it that she's growing. She's going to need some new shoes before too long.
No.
Oh, yes!
Oh, nice one, Jamie.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, that really turned, didn't it? If you keep that form up till the weekend.
Well, that's the plan, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to put you off. Only I got away a few minutes early, so I thought
I'll be back to eat in about an hour or so.
Right.
Oh, if that's okay.
Yeah, fine. How was the estate work?
Good. I was all done by four.
Good. Oh, is that Rosa there? Yes, on her new scooter.
Oh, very smart.
Mm. Yeah, Lona was telling me. They only bought it yesterday. She did her training today, and now she's mobile. She doesn't mess around, does she?
No.
Oh, good for her. There'll be no stopping her now. She'll be buzzing about all over the place.
Yeah. Like a wasp, you mean?
Hey, she's got style. And she looks good on that bike.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe I'll go
and
say...
Oh, Natalie's waving to you.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, coming.
Oh, and Jamie, just to let you know, my shifts have changed, so I'll be free on Thursday morning.
So?
So, if you like, I can take you into college to pick up your results.
Mum.
Well, the office there...
Mum, please, will you stop going on about my results?
Well, I wasn't. I was just...
Yes, you are. I don't want to hear it. And no, I don't want you there on Thursday.
So you were there then when it happened, when Harry and Grant were reunited?
Well, not there exactly, just, I mean...
Oh, no.
Spent the night in the van.
Oh, yeah,
it's parked down the road.
And how did you feel the next day when you saw they were back together again?
Well, surprised, but...
Yeah.
Happy for them, you know.
Oh, I do love happy endings, daft old romantic that I am.
Mm.
Oh, Harry's such a lovely boy, I'm going to miss him.
Yeah. It's going to be strange without him.
Oh, and he's left poor old Mike in a bit of a pickle. He's advertised for another milkman, but he'd be lucky to find someone half as good. And Jazza says he can't take on any more shifts.
Oh, well, Jazza's got problems of his own. He'll have to find another flatmate.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, share with Jazza. I'm not sure if I'd want to.
Anyway, better get this lot inside.
Oh, Fallon, have you heard from your mum and Kenton? I mean, did they get there all right?
Oh, yeah, they emailed yesterday.
And you're managing all right so far?
Yeah, fine, thanks. I've got Reese here to help me out.
Vicky, hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, very well.
Good. Fallon, do you mind if I take this in and put it up by the bar? It's to say how much we raised at the Fate and Community Games.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Thanks.
So, you've done all the sums then?
Oh, yes. And we've raised a record amount. There, look.
Oh, that's marvellous.
I know, it is rather gratifying.
Makes all your hard work worthwhile.
Everything all right?
Yeah, it's, excuse me, Linda, I'd better go and take this one.
Real ginger, not the powdered stuff. That's what makes the difference.
Well, it's the best I've ever had.
You don't know how honoured you are, Daryl. You don't go giving away your secrets to any old riffraff.
Oh, Arthur, take no notice. Have another slice. Go on.
No, thanks all the same, Joyce. I better get on and get my gear sorted first.
So, you're gonna brave that kitchen, are you?
Yeah. I'll have a bit of a poke about, make a few lists, see where I'm going to start.
Oh, it'll be so nice to have it all tidied up.
Not before time. There's all kinds of wildlife under that lino.
Creepy crawlies.
You watch you don't get your finger took off by one of them giant woodlice.
Oh, Arthur.
No kidding, they're that big. Even the cats are feared of them.
Oh, yeah, well, it could be quite a big job, too.
Oh, Trixie.
We need to have a good think about it. What's best to be done?
You sit with me and keep out of Daryl's way.
Sure it's nothing a skilled craftsman like you can't handle. Hey, Daryl.
Yeah. Given time, yeah.
I'd have had a go at it myself.
I told him, no more DIY. Not with that arthritis. Or he'll end up nailing himself to the floor.
52 years and you still think she's the boss.
Right pair, aren't we? Him with his hands and me with me hip.
You're a lucky man, Arthur. I wish my missus could make a cake like that.
Sure you won't have some more. Go on, help yourself.
Well... Yeah, why not, eh?
So much for your willpower.
Oh, well, Joyce has found me weak point.
Hello?
Oh.
Oh, is that Mr. Crawford?
The door was open somewhere, yeah.
Yes, yes, come on in.
So, how's it going? Everything okay, yeah?
Yes, you can see we're still both up and running.
Yeah.
We've just made some tea if you want some.
Oh, not for me, thanks. Daryl, can you come out here a sec?
Yeah. Yeah, right, oh boss.
Just a quick word.
Yeah, I was just about to start on the kitchen.
Oh, he's just...
So, quite a little tea party going on in there.
Yeah, it's Joyce's ginger cake.
Yeah, all very cosy, I'm sure. But don't you see, you're only making it harder for yourself.
Look, I've got to do this my own way, Mark.
Let me spell it out for you one last time. This place just isn't suitable for Joyce and Arthur. I know that. You know that. And it's your job... to make them understand it too.
Is Kenton picking up his email?
In New Zealand? Mm. Yeah, as far as I know.
Oh, good. I'm sure he'd be glad to know how much we raised. And as the games were such a huge success, there's talk of making them an annual event.
Really? Mm. How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, I know I had my doubts to begin with, but with hindsight...
You know, you've got your medal to defend.
Well... Quite apart from that, of course.
I don't know if he'll want to go through all that again.
Well, next time we'll make sure we have the podium ready before we start.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes, and what's this? Friday upstairs?
Yeah, me and Reese, we've booked a DJ in local band.
Oh, so you're not taking it easy while your mum's away?
Yeah, no. Thanks. And we've got a couple more gigs lined up for next week.
Well, good for you. You fancy a rave at the Bull upstairs, Vicky?
What?
Friday night, they've got a live band at... Vicky, what is it?
Nothing, I...
No, come on. What's the matter?
I'm sorry, I... just had a bit of a shock. I should have thought. One knew there had to be a risk at my age. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
I just put it out of my mind, you know, blanked it out.
So, tell me again, what exactly did she say?
That there's a higher than usual probability of the baby, you know.
Higher than usual?
Yeah. That's what she said, the midwife.
I see.
She wants me to come in and talk about it next week.
You know, Vicky, as far as I can see, all it means is, according to the initial test, you've a slightly increased risk of having a baby with Down syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's still a long way from a definite diagnosis. The chances are that you're worrying for no reason at all.
You really think so?
Yes. Well, you've got to be realistic, of course, but... you shouldn't go jumping to any conclusions. Not at this stage.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I can see why it came as a shock to you. Of course I can.
We'd had such a lovely weekend, me and Mike. Mm. Choosing baby things on the internet. I've been so happy these last few days. And now...
now nothing's changed. The baby's still there, inside you, quite happy.
It's not worrying about any test results.
No.
Well, I don't know what to do, Linda. I mean, should I have more tests? And what am I going to say to Mike?
Mike's out at work, is he?
Yeah. Busy all day.
Well, you don't want to sit at home on your own. Why don't you come back with me to the hall?
And this is Arthur when he was in his late teens.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he look handsome?
Get away with you.
We met soon after that was taken.
Well, look, it wasn't in a profile shot, eh?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with your nose.
I was brought up the hard way. Had it broken once too often.
Oh, sure, sir. We're putting him off his work.
Look, I think it's time we had a talk. I'm sorry to have to say this, but I've got some bad news to tell you.
Oh?
Come on, then. Give it to us straight.
Well, there's a lot of damp in the cellar, and it looks like it's spread up here into the kitchen.
Oh, that mouldy patch under the sink.
Well, that's hardly news to us, Daryl.
There's always been a funny smell down there.
Oh, yeah. There's wet rot in the floor joists. And it could have spread further than that. It could have come up the walls behind the cupboards.
Oh, dear.
I can't say I'd be surprised that they've not been moved for donkey's years.
Well, that's the trouble, you see. I'll need to get in there and have a proper look. And that'll mean clearing these cupboards, shifting the cooker, the fridge, the whole lot.
Everything?
Well, that's the thing with damp. It hides in all the hard-to-get-to places.
So, no use beating about the bush. How long's it going to take?
Well, let's see. I'll have to find out where the damp's coming from, treat the woodwork, do the replastering. Look, it could be a longish job, if I'm honest with you.
Oh.
So we'll just have to make the best of it. We got the old camping stove.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's more than...
And we can do our washing up in the bathroom.
And we don't mind roughing it if we have to.
Okay, yeah, but hold
and
on.
And next door will help out. She's ever so
Look, hold
nice.
On. Look, I know you're fond of this place, but... Well, the damp's only the half of it. This needs a proper renovation job. Mr Crawford's offered you a flat. Clean, modern, tidy. Wouldn't you be better off moving there?
Mr Crawford already knows the answer to that.
We don't want to move. This is our home.
OK, yeah, but...
I told him, when I move out of here, it'll be feet first in my coffin.
He means it too.
Yeah, maybe, but if
so
you think about...
So, you best get on and do the job, Daryl. Don't you mind about us.
There. Feeling better now?
Yeah. Thanks, Linda.
Oh, good.
Though I'm still not sure what I'm going to do.
Well, if you're worrying about the amniocentesis...
19 weeks. We've come so far already. Sometimes, these last few days, I think I can feel it moving inside me.
Oh, that must be so exciting for you.
I couldn't bear the thought of losing it now. Not just for the sake of a test.
Well, we know the amniocentesis only carries a tiny risk of miscarriage.
Oh, I don't care how small it is. I'm still going to worry.
All right. You don't have to make any decision yet. Wait until you've seen the midwife and talked it through with her.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You don't have to make it alone, Vicky. You know I'm always here for you.
Yes.
But before you do anything, you must talk to Mike. I'm sure he'll be very supportive.
Oh, I don't know, Linda.
But it's his baby too. You're both in this together.
I know, but he's only just got used to the idea of being a dad again.
And he couldn't be happier. You said so yourself. How thrilled he was when he saw the scam.
Yeah, but...
And Robert says they all had a big celebration down at the cider club the other night.
Well, that's why I'm worried, Linda. He's been on such a high. I'm sure the idea of us having a baby with Downs has never even crossed his mind.
No. But you must tell him what the midwife told you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
A
50cc only does about 30, but it gets me there.
You look very cool on it.
Thanks.
Well, I'm walking home today.
Mrs. Parks, have you heard? How did Jamie do in his exams?
Oh, I wish I knew.
So...
yeah, he went off to college this morning and I'm still waiting to hear.
Is he coming home later?
I don't know. I've no idea what his plans are.
Okay, well, maybe no news is good news.
Yeah, perhaps.
He's probably out celebrating with his mates.
Well, I wish he'd send me a text or something to tell me how he did. Well, I don't think the party's started yet.
Oh, which party?
Oh, Natalie's house. I think that's what he said.
Nat's, okay.
But I really hope I hear from him before then. I'll go.
It's a real pain. If that bearing had held out for a few more hours...
it must be close to fixing it now.
After we've wasted half the day. And if you believe the forecast...
Well, come on, let's have another look at the weather radar.
It'll be touch and go.
You may be lucky.
Still, I guess I've only myself to blame. I should have picked up on it sooner.
The bearing how?
Well, when it was serviced...
it was nobody's fault. These things happen. Anyway, looks as if you'll get a dry afternoon.
You reckon?
Well, according to this... a few more hours, it'll all be over.
Maybe.
Just to let you know, I've cancelled the ad for next week.
Okay. So?
For now. And I'm really hoping I won't have to start advertising again. Because I'm still waiting to hear that commitment from you. Have you thought any more about it?
Brian, we've been so flat out here, I've not had the chance to think about anything else.
All right. So, once you've got this afternoon out of the way... well, it'd be nice to get it settled before tomorrow's party.
Party?
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to it. And your mother's putting so much love and care into all the preparations.
Yes, so I gathered.
Well, you know, for her, it's not just about giving the pickers a good time. It's a family celebration, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Adam, look, this time a week ago, she was terrified you'd be leaving the farm, heading off to goodness knows where. Such a relief to her to think that it's all been sorted out.
Is that what you've told her?
Well, I've not told her anything to the contrary. She's going to be very upset if it all unravels again, to put it mildly.
Vodka? You know I don't get drunk on vodka.
Oh, sure.
And this is only my second... bad.
Well, if you've lost count already...
Oh, then... Jamie, I'm good. I'm having fun. And you'll look out for me, won't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you will. You're so nice. You're so good to me, Jamie.
So basically you want me to stop you from being sick on yourself later?
Oh, you're so mean. I mean, aren't I allowed to have a drink?
I'm not stopping you.
And hey... Jamie, did I tell you? I got 4 A's.
4 A's, yeah.
Oh, I still can't believe that French. I mean, I was so sure I'd messed up the oral.
Shows how wrong you can be, eh?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I so love this. Come on, dance.
Yeah, in a minute.
Oh, come on. I want to dance now.
Yeah, I'll be with you. I've just got a message.
Oh, hi, love. It's me. I don't want to pester you, but... are you all right? Did you get your results? I've been wondering how you got on. Well, that's all, really. Can you give me a call sometime? Bye.
Yeah, great.
Jamie?
Oh, Rosa. Hey.
Hi. So, how come you're hiding out here in the kitchen?
And how come you're here at all?
That's not very nice, is it?
Oh, okay, sorry, I mean...
Hey, relax, Natalie saw me. She knows I'm here. She's cool.
Oh, okay.
She's really going for it tonight, isn't she? I didn't know she was such a party girl.
Yeah, well, she's happy. She got a home run, 4 A's.
Oh, really? That's great.
She worked hard. She deserved it.
Okay. Jamie? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
How did you get on?
1 A and a couple of B's.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, and a C.
Hey, Jamie, that's great. That's so...
Yeah, well,
Amazing. From the way you were looking, I thought you'd failed them all.
Not quite.
So, B for brilliant.
Don't know if Mum will see it like that.
A few weeks ago, I was beginning to wonder if we'd ever get the combine out.
It's been a long haul, I know.
Yeah, certainly feels like it.
Well, when you think, not so long ago, you were lying in hospital with a cracked head, it's quite an achievement.
It's not just down to me. Teamwork.
Ah, well, credit where credit's due.
Maybe.
You take these things to heart, Adam. They really matter to you. One of the reasons why I want to keep you here as manager...
Brian...
Oh, all right. No, not the best time. If you want to leave it until the morning...
But no, Brian, wait. You know... I want to stay. And it seems like you want me here.
Yes, I do.
So, what more do you want of me, exactly?
Well, you know the answer to that.
Okay. How about this? I'll stay on. And I'll be fully committed to running the whole of the arable business. And that includes supplying the new dairy.
Do you really mean that?
You were right. There's no use messing about, being half-hearted about it. It's got to be all or nothing.
Oh, good. I'm very pleased to hear you say that.
So there'll be no more moaning, no more complaints about the dairy. I'll do all I can to make it work for us. That's a promise.
Well, thanks, Adam, because I know that can't have been easy for you.
Okay, well, shake on it?
Yes. Oh, I can tell you I'm so glad that's settled at last.
Yeah, me too.
And not just because I'll be keeping a first-class manager.
Huh?
Well, this may not always seem obvious to you, Adam, but keeping the family together means just as much to me as it does to your mother.
Okay. Okay, well.
And look, it's still quite early. Why don't you pop in for a quick drink? Just to mark the occasion.
Well, thanks. That's a nice idea, but...
You can't be tempted?
Yes! Woohoo! You're doing great!
Brakes! Oh, I can't find the brakes!
Jamie, no!
Okay. Just kidding. There.
So, am I right? Isn't it just the coolest bike ever?
Yeah. Yeah, no contest.
If you're very good, maybe I'll let you have another ride sometime.
If you know someone with a longer drive.
Hey, you could get legal and get your own bike. Then we can go for rides together.
Maybe.
So, you ready to go back in?
No big rush. As soon as I do, Nat will be like, "Oh, Jamie, guess you got 4 A's.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not dissing her or anything.
It doesn't mean she's cleverer than you. All it proves is that she's good at revising. Yeah. I don't think she knows how lucky she is. She's got so much going for her. She's cool and she's clever and she's attractive. And she's got you.
Me?
Yeah. Come here.
What?
Your hair's all messed up.
Oh, yeah, the helmet.
Here, let me.
Rosa.
Trust me. Come on. Closer. There. That looks better.
Thanks.
Jamie?
Oh.
Jamie,
what is this? What are you doing?
Nothing, we
talking.
Were just...
Talking!
Oh, please, how dumb do you think I am? I saw you!
Nat, calm down, it's not like
that. Oh, I saw you, Jamie! Don't lie to me, just tell me what's going on.
Nothing!
Nat, it's cool, we were just talking about his results.
Oh, shut up, you tramp! I mean, what are you doing here anyway? This is my party.
Yes, I know.
Then I come out here and find you snogging my boyfriend.
Nat! Just leave her alone. It's not her fault.
Oh, you get out of here. Go on, leave us.
It's all right, I'm going.
throws her
How
away.
How could you do this to me, Jamie? I mean, here in my house, in my garden, at my party.
You just calm down a minute and let me explain.
No. No, don't touch me. There's nothing you can say to me now.
Nah.
Oh, no. I just want you to go away.
What?
Hear me. Go. Go on.
Nat.
I mean it. We're finished, Jamie. It's over.
Oh, Jamie? Jamie, is that you? Hello?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was asleep. I didn't know when you'd be back.
Yeah, well, I'm back now, aren't I?
Well, where have you been? I mean, did you get my message?
Mum, I'm tired, okay?
It's still quite early. Did you go to the party? All right, if you'd rather not talk about it.
So I came home early with Marty, okay?
Jamie, wait. What happened about your results? I've been waiting all day.
So you want to know my results? Okay. I'll tell you. I got 2 C's, a D and an E. You satisfied?
Yeah, well, I can see it's a bit disappointing for you, but...
Mum, please. They're rubbish grades. I totally messed
up.
No,
I wouldn't say that.
They're useless. I might as well have not even bothered taking them.
Oh, Jamie, no, come on. They're only your AS levels. You've still got time to catch up and do better in your A2s.
A2s? What for?
Well, so you'll get a place at a decent uni.
Uni? And end up in a few years' time with a 40 grand overdraft. Why?
You know why. To give yourself a decent start in life.
No thanks. Those are the last exams I'm doing.
Jamie, you don't mean that.
Forget about my A2s. I'm not going back to college in September and I'm not going to university.
Not doing at all well. Afraid it might be dying.
Oh, the American magnolia.
Oh, dear.
Well, it wasn't really big enough, Mum.
No, but it was helping to screen that wretched dog. It wasn't quite so glaringly obvious.
Mum, everyone's seen it anyway. They all know it's not your bad taste. It's Rory's.
Well...
Everyone who's coming to the party.
But not everyone. Not Charlotte's mother.
Do we really care what she thinks?
Oh, Adam... Oh, she's such a terrible social climber. She'd love the chance to sneer at my hideous garden statue.
Well,
I had to ask her, otherwise Charlotte couldn't get here. And you can't go blaming poor Alice either.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, I know she's being very brave about this Coventry job. But after 2 interviews, it's really quite a blow for her.
So she needs a friend here to support her, I quite agree.
Anyway, I think I've got the answer. You see that plant trough at the other end with the begonias in it? Yeah, well, I want to bring that down here and put that in front of the statue.
You mean the very heavy plant trough?
Well, sure, we can manage.
Wouldn't it be easier to move the dog?
Oh, come on. Do you want to explain to Rory why it can't stay there?
Oh, fair enough.
So that's why I'm going to need your help. If you really don't mind.
No, Mum, I'd be delighted.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, Adam.
I haven't done it yet.
No, but I am just so glad that you're not... Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm glad too, Mum. But, it's going to take more than 2 of us to shift that trough.
Hey, guys!
Hey, perfect timing.
Babel, hi.
You need some muscle here to help you out?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm all ready to go.
Did you just happen to be passing?
No, he's here because I asked him.
I see.
Knew we'd need some extra help. Come on, chaps, this way. That's it, Pavel.
Yep.
Keep on going.
We're running out of space.
No, we're fine. Just a bit more. Come on.
Mind your...
Wait.
Watch it! Are you okay, Mum?
Oh.
Are you okay, Mrs. Alvarez?
Oh, yes, I'm fine, but... Oh, dear, Rory's dog.
Hold on.
Is it all right? Not broken it, have we?
We'll have to get this thing off it first. Okay, Pavel. Yeah. And...
Oh, no. Oh, that was my own silly fault. You know, my hand slipped. And Rory's going to be so upset if we've...
There you go.
Oh, is it bad?
No, it's okay, Mrs. Alveridge. It's not broken.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh, the plant roof's chipped, but the statue's fine. Not even a scratch.
Oh.
There. Good dog. Sit up. Stay.
I don't think it's going anywhere somehow.
Oh, well, it does look better behind this trough.
Well, yes, you can hardly see it at all.
Well, thank you, both of you.
Okay, well, I...
Adam, are you going to try some of my elderflower cordial?
That looks nice.
And I'm sure that Pavel doesn't have to rush back to the strawberries.
Come on, Adam.
Thanks, Mum. You two go ahead. I've got things to do. I'll see you later.
Any phone calls for me while I was there?
Phone? No.
Oh, well, I suppose it was too much to hope for. I'd only come out yesterday.
Sorry?
My aunt in the Echo for a new milkman.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness for Rosa, that's all I can say. If it weren't for her help with the bottling.
Poor thing. Are you very tired?
Oh, I'm getting by, just about. How have you been, love?
Fine. Yeah, fine.
Yeah? You sure?
Though, your tea's not ready yet. I'm sorry, I put it all in. Then I forgot the potatoes.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind waiting.
Oh, no, you've had a long day. You must be...
Yeah, Vicky, never mind about the tea.
All right.
And you've been looking tired too, love, these last couple of days. I mean, you've got to look after yourself. Why don't you go and have a nap?
No, it's all right.
Go on, just for half an hour. I can look after the tea.
No, really, I'd rather stay down here with you.
Okay, then. Yeah, you sit down. I'll set the table.
Mike, do you mind if... Well, can we both sit down for a bit?
Yeah, why not? Well, there's no rush, is there?
It's just, we've been so busy. Not your fault, I know, you can't help it, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look, if you hold on while I just grab myself... Oh.
What?
I was going to say a beer, but...
Oh, that's all right. You go ahead.
No. Let's both have a soft drink instead. Lemonade?
Mike, if you want a beer, I really don't mind.
I'm fine with lemonade. Make it all the harder for you if I sit here with a nice cold beer in my hand.
All right. Thanks.
I've got to stop thinking about what I want. All about young Junior there, eh? Got to keep him or her nice and fit and well. That's what matters.
Yeah.
So, tell me about your day. I miss any big excitements?
No. No. I'm sorry, Michael.
Vicky?
No, you were right. I'm a bit tired. I'm just going to go and lie down.
So finally, peace has broken out at Home Farm.
Okay, yes, I understand.
It's all been such a roller coaster ride. I find it hard to keep up myself.
Adam seems happier, I think.
Yeah, he's been a lot more cheerful.
Well, that's good.
I'm hoping it'll make both our lives a lot easier. Touch wood. there she is.
Who?
The blonde rah-rah girl, that's Alice's friend, Charlotte, and that's her mum beside her.
Oh, Mrs. Charlotte.
You got it.
The one Mrs. Aldridge so frightened of.
Yeah, terrified. She's going to see the dog statue and make fun of her garden kitsch.
Hey, maybe we can help Mrs. Aldridge. If we go and stand by the statue, you know, keep Mrs. Charlotte away.
What, you mean like a couple of dog bouncers?
Oh, we could move some chairs across so she can't get too close.
Yeah, or accidentally lock her in that shed until it gets dark.
Hey, getting into the party spirit.
Sure, we're having some fun.
How about you?
I've been talking to Alice. Apparently her friend Charlotte's thinking of going to the restaurant biz.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, I said you'd talk it through with her. Give her some sound advice.
Me? What do I know?
Come on, I'll introduce you now.
No, maybe later. Me and Pavel were about to move on from the fizz and get stuck into the summer fruit punch.
Yes.
Why don't you come to join us?
Hey, Adam, relax. Come and have a drink with us. Yeah, okay.
Adam, can I borrow you for a minute, darling?
What?
Hey, Jennifer, I don't think she's seen it yet.
Oh, what a dog you mean.
We've been keeping a lookout.
Oh, thanks. I'm doing my best to keep her down at the other end of the terrace.
What can I do for you, Mum?
Oh, well, Brian's getting a bit hot and bothered with the barbecue.
Well, you want me to...
Yeah, oh, just for a few minutes. Would you mind?
Well, Ian and I were about to...
That's okay. If you need some help, I can do it.
Oh, really?
That's kind.
Oh, thank you, Pavel.
No problem. You get the drink, Adam. I'll catch you later.
Vicky?
Hmm?
Sorry, did I wake you?
No, I was just...
You okay, love? Anything I can do? Can I fetch you something?
I'm all right.
Sure?
Yeah. I'll come back down in a minute.
Okay. I'll go check on them spuds.
Mike, wait.
Hmm?
There is something I need to tell you.
Oh?
It's important, and I should have told you before, but...
Come on, then. Tell me now.
Oh, Ian. That was close.
No, you're making me nervous.
She was definitely looking at the plant trough. I think her radar's picked something up.
Maybe.
Beep, beep, beep. Bad taste alert.
Maybe we should look the other way.
Oh, it's okay. Alice to the rescue. She's taking Charlotte over.
Oh, good.
Well, maybe it's safe to go and grab some food now. Those spare ribs are making me drool.
Oh, no, I'm okay for a bit.
Not hungry?
Just nice for us to have some time out before we throw ourselves into the fray.
Oh, whoops! Look out, she's on the move again. No, I think this is my cue. I'll try and head her off, talk to her and Charlotte about restaurants.
Okay.
Oh, will you get me another one of these? I think I'm going to need it.
Right.
Hey, Adam. Can I have one too?
Oh,
It was thought of by that barbecue.
Sure. Thanks for helping out.
Oh, Ian's with Mrs. Charlotte.
Yeah. I'm dog patrol.
There you go.
I'm going to help him out.
Adam, wait a minute.
Hmm?
I think being with me is still a problem for you.
Pavel...
But it's okay. I remember what you told me. I understand. You mustn't worry about it, okay?
You can see why it's so difficult for me.
Yes. You and Ian have such a great relationship. I don't want to make any trouble for you.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I should never have got you involved in the first place.
Adam, what happened between us was great. I had a real fun time. I'm glad.
Okay.
It was great. It was fun. And no one got hurt, so... You shouldn't feel bad about it. And if you want to...
What?
Well, we all need to have a bit of fun sometimes, don't we?
Mike?
I don't know what to say.
It's just one test. It's still only a small chance. It doesn't mean anything for certain.
I wish you told me sooner.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It came right out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know where to start.
No, but...
We don't know yet.
How could you not say? How could you keep it to yourself?
I was scared. I was worried. I thought...
Oh, I don't get it. All this talk about risk and probabilities. Why can't they give us a straight answer?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. To do that, I'll need to have a test. And that's why we need to have a talk about it.
A talk?
I can't do this on my own, Mike. I need you to help me decide. If I do have an amnio, it'll have to be soon. We'll have to tell the midwife.
Vicky, it was going to be hard enough being a dad at my age. But now...